Down to Business with Bobby Kerr on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Now, he's 110 Irish caps. He's skated his way to love. And he's still a regular and off the ball, even though he now lives just outside Toronto. He also has a very few busy months ahead of him, as Toronto is a host city in this summer's World Cup. It's great to say hi to the legendary Irish footballer that he is. He's a former colleague. He's Mr. Kevin Kilvan. How are you, Kevin?
I'm great, Bobby. Yeah, thank you so much. That's too much of an intro for me, honest to God, Jesus.
And I didn't mess it up. Well, I kind of did. Yeah. Well, listen, great to see you.
Great to see you. No, great to be here as well, yeah.
So, I joked about love bringing you to Canada, but it's true.
It's very true. I tell people here that I was involved in a skating show, an ice skating show, and like, here it's skating, that's it. It's not ice skating. If you mention ice skating here to them, they're like, Jesus, you know what, ice skating. And I tell them about the show, and they look at me like I've got two heads. What do you mean you never even stepped on ice before? This is like part of the very lives here. So they laugh at me a little bit. I skate a little bit now, but it is very true, yeah. My wife's a professional figure skater. Good, so we met, and I'm in Canada now, yeah.
What do you like about Canada?
I like the people, I have to say that, and I think it's always a good gauge when you get good sound people, and that's the way it is. I live quite rural.
Yeah.
Out of here, as you say, I'm about an hour and a half outside of Toronto, east of Toronto, and we live in a small town, and you know, great feeling for the place that we live, and we're bringing our children up, obviously, here as well, which is great. I think it's very, very good for kids to be brought up here. That's the way that I see it. The kids are in the local school to us. We feel as though we've got you know, everything that we need, to be honest with you. So it's a great place, great place. Yeah.
Now, you were going gangbusters on the punditry side of things back in Dublin.
Yeah.
Have you been able to find work out here?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I still keep up with the lads, obviously, and off the ball, and they still drag me on. They're still using me here and there.
But you can never leave. You know that.
No, but I love it with them because, you know, the off the ball guys did so much for me, and they and maybe a little bit of vice versa. But it was great to be part of that. Living in Dublin as well at the time, it was great for me. So when I came out here, I came here just at the start of COVID, so I didn't know what the hell was going to happen along here. And luckily for me, a friend of mine, Stephen Caldwell, who played for Burnley, he played for Birmingham, Sunderland, Newcastle, some might recognise the name, but he finished his career at Toronto FC. So we hooked up and he said, look, I do a bit in TSN here. They do a lot of the coverage of the MLS, Major League Soccer here. And we also do Euros and World Cup. I don't know, you might be interested in speaking to them if they take you down the line. And it went from that really, and luckily for me, they used me at the Euros in 2020, which was delayed a year till 21 because of COVID. And then I did the World Cup in 24 over in Qatar, and now I'm doing this. I did the last Euros, sorry, as well, and I'm ready for this World Cup here now. That's obviously in North America.
It's great that presents an opportunity for
you.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me your thoughts on the World Cup. What's it going to be like? Bits of controversy here about prices and all the usual stuff. But what's your take on it? It's going to be a good event.
I think from us, where we're from, we know everything about the World Cup. We know everything about what it means to us. We've all got our memories of the World Cup. I don't think there's a lot of people in Canada that really have the same sort of memories and the same sort of association with the World Cup as we would do. But I do feel, even as I said before, I'm living in a small town and people by me would all play hockey, they'd play baseball, they'd watch all the North American sports, if you like, basketball and things. Even they are now coming to me. They do actually say to me, are you doing the FIFA thing? They call it the FIFA thing. They don't call it the World Cup like we would do. But there's a real feeling of, I think, where I am, there's a real feeling of, I'm seeing Messi shirts walking around, I'm seeing Liverpool shirts, Man United shirts. You see it over here now gathering a bit of momentum. So I'm hoping it has a bit of a legacy after it.
No, it should be. It looks like there's a bit of hype about it.
Yeah.
It looks like people are ready for it.
What you mentioned about the controversy there, Bob, as well. I think when you look at it overall and you think, look, ticket prices are extortionate. For the general fan coming over here for the prices that's being charged, because in Europe, no one's used to that. Right across the big leagues.
Sure.
And that's the worry that you'd have, that are they really going to fill the stadiums for the prices that they're charging? But I think they're going to be okay. And I think overall, once you get to knockout stage of the tournament, I think it's going to be just amazing.
Let me ask you a little bit about Irish soccer, if I can.
Yeah.
Big disappointment about they are non-success, let's call it, in the recent playoffs. What's your take on all that?
Well, I think there was huge disappointment after the you know the huge elevation it probably gave the country, the huge lift it gave the country with Troy Parrott against Portugal and the amazing performance he put in against Hungary. And I think I felt maybe a little bit too confident going into the Czech game, that's what it was. And to be 2-0 up so early in the game, and you know, it seemed like we were cruising to it, really. Obviously, to the playoff final that we should have had against Denmark. For us to lose from that position, I think we all just finished it with disappointment. Yeah. But what I would say off it, though, Bobby, I think that I left it all with a little bit more hope and optimism that there's a team now that they've had big days now, and this team hadn't had the big days that we found in Portugal and Hungary. Yeah. And I'd be confident that the next Euros, it looks as though we are going to be at the Euros. It'll be unlikely that we're not at the Euros. That's the way it is. So we're going to be at the next tournament. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be at the next tournament. And we look with hope that this team can really go on to the next level and do something special. And that's the way that we all look at it, I think, as supporters now.
Yeah. Just a couple of more bits. Just in terms of your own career highlights, and I think people would be very interested in this. Mm. We talk about Preston, Sunderland, Everton, West Brom. Now, we're not disregarding 110 caps for Ireland and 66 competitive games in a row, which is an unbelievable stat. But where would you say, what club were you at when you would maybe considered you were at your best?
I'd probably say Everton. I'd have to say that because, look, I think when I was at Preston and even at West Brom, I was actually probably a different sort of player. I was just told, just stay wide, get the ball, go and beat you. A lot more freedom. I think when I stepped up to Premier League level, I quickly realised you've got to conform a little bit if you're going to hang around these guys because it's too good at that level. And that's pretty much how it went for me. So I think probably Everton now. Looking back across it all, I mean, nothing beat... I mean, you guys have known me before and you've probably heard me talk in the past. Nothing beat playing for Ireland. It was the pinnacle, without doubt. Playing the World Cup will never be beaten as far as I'm concerned, but at club level, absolutely. And I think for many different reasons, it wasn't just about the team at Everton, it was the people that were around the team and the people that were around the club. And Everton just has a special place in my heart, and I can't shake that off. Everton will probably always be my team now from here forward.
Now, you probably know that our producer John Fardy is the biggest toffee fan we
I'm only saying that for John, that's right.
through me, I ask another question. Have Everton any chance of winning the league in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I'd have to say yes.
But not this year.
But do I really believe it when I say it? And I'd probably say no. I don't believe Everton will win the league in the next 5 years. I think it's been a good season from where we've been in the last few years because it's been a hard watch in the last 5 or 6 years. With all the investment that went in, but probably going back 10 years at this stage now, I think every Evertonian had so much hope that Everton could be challenging at the top end of the Premier League, and it's not worked out that way. But David Moyes going back in has stabilised the team, he's stabilised the club, and we don't know how long he's going to be there, but I think he's put the club in back on a footing now. I think as Evertonians, we all feel that the team can go on from here. So I'm looking forward to it anyway. Yeah, but I do believe, I have to say this, Bob, you'd all met Mark Carney in the last few days, and asked Mark Carney. He's a big Evertonian. He's a big toffee.
He's a huge toffee,
and no one mentioned it to him. So I'm disappointed in that one anyway.
If we'd known that, we might have had another route into him. Kevin, I didn't think when we were coming over to Toronto and to Canada that we'd meet you. It's been wonderful to talk to you. You're a great lad, and we miss you. And thanks for chatting.
I miss home. I have to say, I miss home, but thanks for having me. Yeah, great
stuff. You're a top man. Thank you very much.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 8. News Talk. Conversation that counts.